Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage from Central Florida Public Media. It's around 11 a.m. on a Monday morning inside the kitchen at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. A small group of students enrolled in the culinary training program are learning how to prepare a new dish.
So we're doing a vichyssoise. It's a French potato soup that can either be served at room temperature, cold, or even warm. So that's what we're preparing. So it does get mixed with potatoes, and also we have some fresh leeks that we're going to start prepping.
Knives hitting the cutting board and butter sizzling in pans are familiar sounds to 19-year-old Calais Trojan.
So Calais, we'll take this. We always like to cut the ends off. We're going to cut the rule off like this because we have to have this clean, okay? So we're going to take this and cut it right down the middle. Right down. See that?
Calais moves from station to station in the large prep kitchen, practicing knife skills, food prep, and building confidence to work in a professional kitchen.
The fish is already all set up and nice and dry and beautiful. We're gonna put on seasoned flour.
In addition to the soup, students are making sole meuniere, a fish dish that's thought to be a great starting point for beginners.
And then the trick here is to not let the butter burn too much, because then the flavors will change. And at the same time, don't let the flour burn either. So you want some color in there, not too much color, yeah. and then flip it, and then we can finish it up in the oven. Is that okay?
Being in the kitchen feels like home for Calais.
So I actually used to cook with my dad when I was younger, at the age of 5. I would help out in the kitchen just because my dad always cared about plating. So eventually it kind of inspired me to try to do the same. And I've been cooking ever since.
On this day, the recent graduate of the Second Harvest program came back to this kitchen to talk to me. She says the path to a culinary career hasn't been easy, but this free program gave her everything she needed.
When I first came in, I didn't have the funds or anything to make a career yet, and then eventually they gave me that push and that help to get through.
For Calais, graduating from the culinary training program changed her life. She now spends her days working in professional kitchens at popular Central Florida theme parks.
Now I work for Universal in Margaritaville, and I work for Sauté, I work for Fry, and I work for Pantry.
Calais' story is what Second Harvest hopes to create more of. The 16-week continuing education program has helped more than 530 graduates with a 95% job placement rate. It's gotten support from partners like Bank of America, where Jody Hartman is Senior Vice President and Central Florida Market Executive.
We've been invested since the first day. We knew that they were going to create a program that was going to provide that training, those skills that were necessary to provide adults with the opportunity to have a career, a sustainable living wage, and to have a future, not only for themselves, but for their families. And it's amazing to see how culinary training also supports the work that we do. We hire their caterers to support our events.
At Second Harvest, Director of Culinary Programs Kiana Yearwood Branch says the work shows food insecurity is about more than distribution.
When we're talking about Second Harvest as an organization and what we do, our mission has always been to get to the root causes of hunger. And when we're talking about the root causes of hunger, we're talking about poverty. And when we're talking about poverty, we're talking about what we do as workforce development is addressing the financial instability of our neighbors. And so when job seekers are looking for higher wages or are looking to increase their ability to afford, this is where we're talking about financial instability. Students that are coming to us are looking to increase their wages. They're looking to have more access. They're looking for ability to become more stable in their finances.
And now that mission is expanding. Second Harvest conducted a workforce report to better understand what job seekers and employers need most and found a growing demand for customer service roles.
That was one of the areas that was not only identified by the survey participants, but it was also identified by employers when we surveyed employers as areas of opportunity where they needed to fill. We're talking about like guest service, front desk roles. They needed to fill those areas of customer service. Hospitals needed patient service attendants. When we put all that information together and we looked at other organizations around us, because we never want to duplicate what's out there, then we said, I think this is a track we want to expand into, is a customer service realm.
Second Harvest this week launched a new customer service training track to expand workforce programs beyond the kitchen and into new career paths. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.